WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Today we're diving into something super important, self-compassion. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-compassion? Isn't that just being soft on yourself? And trust me, it's not about letting excuses slide or avoiding responsibility. It's so much deeper than that. Think about it this way. You wouldn't rip into your best friend for messing up, right? You'd probably offer a listening ear, some support, and maybe even a good laugh to lighten the mood. Self-compassion is basically treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care you would extend to someone you love dearly. Why is this so crucial, especially when it comes to mental health recovery? Well, imagine trying to heal a broken bone while constantly berating yourself for dropping it in the first place. Ouch! That's not going to help anything, right? Self-compassion acts like a healing balm, soothing those wounds of self-criticism and negativity that often hold us back. Here are 5 key takeaways about self-compassion and its impact on mental health recovery. 1. It's not weakness. You know that feeling when you've had a tough day and all you want to do is curl up in a ball and hide? That's your inner voice crying out for compassion, not weakness. It's recognizing your humanness and allowing yourself the space to feel those difficult emotions without judgment. 2. It fuels resilience. Ever notice how some people bounce back from setbacks faster than others? Self-compassion plays a huge role in that resilience. By treating ourselves with kindness during tough times, we build a stronger foundation for overcoming challenges and navigating life's ups and downs. It's like having an internal cheerleader who reminds you, "You got this," even when things get rough. 3. It breaks the cycle of self-criticism. We all have that inner critic, right? The one that constantly nitpicks our every move and leaves us feeling inadequate. But self-compassion offers a way to quiet that voice and replace it with a more supportive and understanding inner dialogue. It's about shifting from harsh self-judgment to gentle acceptance. 4. It fosters connection. You might be surprised to learn that self-compassion actually strengthens our connections with others. When we treat ourselves with kindness, we create a space of emotional safety that allows us to connect more authentically and build deeper relationships. It's like radiating a sense of warmth and understanding that draws people in. 5. It promotes mindfulness. Self-compassion encourages us to be present in the moment without getting caught up in past regrets or future worries. It's about noticing our thoughts and feelings without judgment, accepting them as they are, and allowing ourselves to simply be. This mindful approach can help reduce stress, anxiety, and overall emotional reactivity. Real world. Relatable example. Remember that time you messed up a presentation at work? You know, the one where you stumbled over your words and felt like everyone was judging you? Now imagine instead of beating yourself up afterwards, you took a deep breath, acknowledged your nerves, and said to yourself, "Hey, I'm human. Everyone makes mistakes. This doesn't define me." That's self-compassion in action. It allows you to learn from the experience without letting it completely derail your confidence. So, what are we taking away here? Self-compassion isn't about being perfect or ignoring our shortcomings. It's about treating ourselves with kindness and understanding throughout the journey. It's a powerful tool for healing growth and building resilience in the face of life's inevitable challenges. Remember, you deserve to be treated with compassion, starting with yourself. Now, go out there and practice some self-love. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of kindness and join our conversation on social media. We're building a community here, a tribe of folks who support each other in navigating the ups and downs of life. Until next time, keep resetting that dopamine, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.